Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Chof Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 8 lines from the top of Daf Chof Vov. You will notice a triangle in the middle of the line. On the side of the Gemara, we explain under the Mivneh heading, the structural note, that these are Kushos al Rava, so that if you continue looking here and on Daf, on Omid Beis, you'll see the triangle marking scheme continues, where questions are posed essentially against Rava. There is, of course, the problem of picking up today in the middle of a discussion, which we had started in our last year. We saw a machloikes Rabba and Rava. We have a little chart on the side of our marked Gemara, in the upper corner of the page. This is worth reviewing in order to get into today's topic. The Mishnah had spoken about the following case of Ro Oisom Oichlim Teinim V'Omar Hare Heim Al Kulchem Kekorban. Man saw people eating from his fig trees, and he wanted to stop them, so he proclaimed that the figs are also on all of you people. And then it turned out that amongst the people that were eating from it, from the fig tree, were his father or his brother. So then he restated his vow and said, and here is where there are two lashonos. One case is where he repeated what he originally said, namely kuchem asurim, but he added chutz me'abo o me'ach. Another situation, that's called, we referred to that on our chart as ma'amid, where he maintains essentially the original vowel language with simply the addition of, we'll say, the exception, specifying the exception. There's another scenario where, once again, originally he said, Hare eim al kulchem kekorban, and then he retracted, we'll say, in a switched language form. We call this apich. He switches the language in his restatement, and he says, ploni uploni asurim. He starts to identify individually the people, saying it's the fig tree is also to you, and to you, and to you, but not to father, and not to brother. So the two possible, upgrades of the vow, where the original vow was, it's also unto all of you, he then changes and is either ma'amid, or he's apich, as you can see on the chart. Now, we have a machlokes, Rabba and Rava, which we discussed in our previous shiur. They, moderate a machlokes tanoim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whom we saw in the Mishnah, where Beis Shammai had said that father and or brother, they are in fact mutter, but the rest of the people remain osir. And Beis Hillel said that once he retracts, he says everyone becomes mutter. But as far as what are the circumstances, which language was used in the retraction, that is what Rabba and Rava argue about. So that according to Rabba, if the retraction is a repeat of the original language, where he says kulchem again, with the exception of Abba. So according to Rabba, everyone, even Beis Hillel, says that only the father or brother will be mutter, but the rest remain osir. And as far as that is concerned, we will not say, according to anyone, neder shehuter miktsasuhuter kulo, that neder, a vow that was partially absolved, is completely absolved. Rabba, however, when it comes to a case where he's apich l'shoinai, where he originally said kulchem, and then on the retraction, he says, oh, the father, the dad, and brother were there, so he then individualizes the neder, meaning you and you are usur, but father is mutter. In a case like that, that is where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will argue. And in that case, according to Rabba, Beis Hillel will say, neder shehutu mitzosuhutu kulo, but only in that case, not in the case where he maintains the original language and simply slips in or adds the exception. Rava is, we'll say, more expansive in his approach to neder shehutu mitzosuhutu kulo. According to Rava, if he maintains the original language, then Beis Hillel will say, even then, neder shehutu mitzosuhutu kulo. And it's then that Beis Shammai argue. However, if the retraction, the upgrade of the vow, involves a total change in language, where the original statement had been kuchem, and then he individualizes the people in his retraction, even Beis Shammai will agree, neder shehutu mitzosuhutu kulo. So with that in mind, we continue with the Gemara, 8 lines from the top. Eisvei Rav Papa. Note, by the way, that this is a long question. This will take us to the second line from the top of Omid Beis. A Tanaic source appears. Eisvei Rav Papa la Rava Ketzad Omar Rabbi Akiva Neder Shutu Mitzosu Tukulo. Now, Rabbi Akiva represents Shitas Beis Hillel, because it was Beis Hillel that described Neder Shutu Mitzosu Tukulo. And being that it's Rabbi Akiva representing, we'll say, Beis Hillel, the Chachomim will argue. So, what is the case that is, we'll say, unique to Beis Hillel? Neder Ketzad Omar Rabbi Akiva Neder Shehutu Mitzosuhutu Kulo Konem She'eni Nehene L'Kulchem Hutur Echod Mehen Hutru Kulam. A person had vowed, and once again we have to mention by way of introduction that this source is going to undergo a great amount of explanation, detailed explanation in the Gemara. So right now we're going to simply translate it on a fairly literal basis without giving all of the circumstances. So we see someone that vowed, konam is an expression of vowing, that he will not provide benefit to a group of people. That's konam she'eni nehene lekulchem. V'hutur echod mehen hutru kulan. And then the vow was undone with regard to one of them. It's undone with regard to all of them. She'eni nehene lozeh velozeh. If he said, I'm not going to give benefit to this one and that one, he started to individualize people. Hutur horishon hutru kulam. If the first one is absolved, then all are absolved. Hutur ha'achron, ha'achron mutur v'kulon asurin. If the vow is absolved with regard to the last person, then the last person alone is released from the vow. The rest of the people are forbidden. Bishlomo l'rabo, Moikim law l'reisha di Omar. Now, we're going to explain the Gemara with an attempt to follow the Rashi commentary on this sukkia. The Reisha, according to Rabbah, can be understood. In the Reisha, we saw Hutru Kulam. And what were the circumstances? Well, they were when he originally said that I'm not going to grant benefit to all of them. In the Reisha, when he retracted, when he, say, he revised the vow, Diomar Lozeh Velozeh. Let's repeat that. We saw in the Reisha, Hutru Kulam. What were the circumstances? The vow was originally Kainim Sheni Nere Lekulchem, and then he retracted and said Kainim Sheni Nere Lozeh Velozeh Chutz Mizeh, where he retracted with regard to one of them, but there was a change in language. It was called Apich Lishne. So what does Rabbah say in the case of Apich Lishne? You can look at the chart. You can see that Rabbah says that is a case of Machloikis. And in such a case, only Beis Hillel, who is represented here by Rabbi Akiva, only they will say, Neder Shehutar Miktsasa Hutar Kulo. And that's why the source features Rabbi Akiva. It's his opinion, but the Chachamim argue. So what is the case that only Rabbi Akiva will matir the entire Neder and the Chachamim would argue? That's the case of Apich Lishne. Let's continue in the Gemara. In the Seifa, we saw it. This Tanaic source said, "Ha'achron mutar v'kulan asurim." In this case, we don't say in the Seifa case you don't have neder shehutar miktsas hutar kulo, but the basic neder continues, and the only one that's mutar is the one that was individualized in his revised vow. What were the circumstances in the Seifa? Well, originally the vow was kulchem asurim, or kainim sheni ne'ele kulchem, and then in his revised vow, he again said kainim sheni ne'ele kulchem chutz miploni. So, as far as Rabbah is concerned, we have an explanation for the source. Ella l'ditcha. But according to you, Rava, Bishlama Reisha, the Reisha can be explained, once again, where it will be Rabbi Akiva's opinion only and the Rabbanan would disagree. What's the case? Moikim Lo Di Omar Lekuchem, where the original neder was and the revised version was also Lekulchem Chutz Miploni. What does Rava say in a case of where he's Mamid the Lashon? So Rava says that's a Machlokes, and only Rabbi Akiva, who represents Beis Hillel, only he will be Matir Neder Shehutar Miktsas Shehutar Kulo in a case of Ma'amid Lashono. We continue at the top of Amud Beis. Elo Seifa Di Omar Lozeh Velozeh. But in the Seifa of the Tanaic source, where it had said, and we're following Rashi's commentary, in the Seifa of the source, we saw a situation of Hutur Rishon Hutur Kulam. In other words, neder shehutar miktsasu hutar kulo. And in the retraction, there had been a total change, an apich lishne, where originally it was kulchem, koinim sheni neilu kulchem, and in the retraction, it was eini nene lozeh velozeh. So the question is, Rabbi Akiva hi, amai pligi rabbonon olei? Why would the source say that that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion leaving us to think that the Rabbonan would disagree. V'ho amris divrei hakoil mutter. But you, Rava, said that in a case of apich lishne, everyone will say neder shota mitzasa hutter kulo. That's the question. Omar le Rava. Rava responds to Rav Papa, and he says, Ula Rabba, the Rebbe Akiva Minicha, you, Rav Papa, said that things work out well according to Rabba's approach. Well, I want to ask you, according to Rabba's approach, is this presentation of Rebbe Akiva understandable? Seifa b'mai moikim law. In the Seifa, how did you set up the Seifa where it had said that the achron mutter v'kulin asurin, the omar l'kulchem, where he had said in his retraction, he had been ma'amid l'shono, he had maintained the original language with the exception of a father or a specific individual. Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, hey Dain hu rishon v'hei Dain hu achron, in the Seifa of the source, reference was made to, you know, either Hutu Horishon. We have, if you look back on Omer Aleph, you see a trapezoid shape around the word Hutar, so you can see quickly what we're asking. What is the meaning of the Rishon of the Achron? Who are these people, the first one and the last one? Ella. So Rava says, I'll tell you I'll now explain to you how to read this source. And so that Rava is now going to read the source according to his approach. Ella Resha di Omar Lekulchem. In the revised vow, after having prohibited all of the people from benefit, in the revisement, he said, again, I'm preventing all of you, except for so-and-so. In a case like that, only Rabbi Akiva would say, Huter Kulo. Again, this is Rava's approach, where he's Maimid Lashon, Neder Shutu Mitzos, Huter Kulo, will be true, but according to only Rabbi Akiva, who represents Beis Hillel. The Seifa, the continuation of the source, is a different story. Kegoin Shetolon Ze Boze. Let's take a look at the Rashi. A few lines down from here in the Rashi commentary, it will say, Elo Kegoin Shetolon Ze Boze, Demekor Oma Koinim Sheini Nene Loze. The Hoder Omar Ploni Yehi Osur Keploni Shidarti Uploni Hashlishi Osur Kesheni. An original vow was, I don't want to give benefit to so and so. And then he said, regarding a second fellow, I want him to be like the first guy, also forbidden in benefit. And then he said, regarding a third person, I want him to be like the second guy. Lefikach kotoni, therefore, it says, Huter harishon hutra kulam, shekulam tuliyin bo. If the vow was absolved with regard to the first one, the original person who had been the subject of the vow, so if the vow is absolved with regard to the first one, all the rest of them, Mr. 2 and Mr. 3, are also released from the vow. Why? Because 2 had been made, had been, let's say, based on, 2 had been restricted based on 1, Mr. 1, and 3 based on 2. A type of domino situation. So that if you absolve the first one from, release him from the vow, then 2 and 3 as well are released. However, Hutur Achron, Rashi continues, so Achron Mutur Bekulan Asurin, Sharishon Remtsoi Lo Nitlu Ba'achron. Mr. 1 and Mr. 2 were not dependent on Mr. 3, but Fikach Lo Hutru Hashnayim Betero Shel Achron. So now we can go back to the Gemara text and see this in the words. V'seifa kagon shetolon zeh bozeh, v'yomar, ploni kiploni. Mr. 2 is to be like Mr. 1, uploni kiploni. And Mr. 3 to be like Mr. 2. Once again, the Seif is talking about a different situation that we had been discussing up till now. The Seif is talking about a case where a man originally prohibited an individual from benefit. And then he said, regarding a second fellow, to be like Mr. Original, and Mr. 3 like Mr. 2. Daiko Nami, by careful reading of the Tanaic source, you will see proof to what Rava is suggesting. Disanya, in the same Brisa, it says the following. This is we'll call it an addition to the Brisa that we saw on Omer Aleph. Huter ho'emtsoi, heimenu ulamato mutorin, ulamalo asurin. If the middle one is released from the vow, then from him downwards, using our example before, if Mr. 2 is released from the vow, so then Mr. 3 will also be released, because 3 was restricted, patterned after 2. So if 2 is released, 3 goes with him. However, if above 2, the original fellow, well, he remains restricted. So that you can see from this section of the Braisa that the Seifa is a case of Tol on Ze Boze, as Rava explained. Esve Rav Ado Baravo L'Rava. Another question, it's a long question. If you look in the Mefarshim, you'll see that this question could actually be raised against Rabo as well. But the Mefarshim explain that the reason it's presented as a question to Rava is because Rav Ada was a student of Rava. The source says, Koinen botzel she'eni toyeg shabotzel ralalev. He vows not to partake of botzel. We'll assume the common translation of botzel are onions. So he's prohibiting benefit from onions across the boards. Why? Because onions are bad for the heart. Omru lo, the vower was informed, Valo ha-kufri yofelalev. There's a botzel kufri. Kufri is the name of a place, so the onions that grow in kufri are good. They're healthful. Huter b'kufri, he then becomes released from the vow with regard to the kufri. Valo b'kufri bilvad huter elo b'chol ha-betzolim. He becomes released from the vow with regard to all onions. An incident took place, and Rabbi Meir released the person with regard to all of the onions. It's noteworthy that on Omen Aleph, basically at the end of our previous shiur, we saw that Rava had patterned Beis Shammai after Rebbe Meir, or if you want to be more technical, Rebbe Meir, who had popularized this a concept of Tfois Loshen Rishon, even though Beis Shammai was much earlier than Rebbe Meir, but nevertheless, legally speaking, Beis Shammai represents, according to Rava, the approach made popular by Rebbe Meir called Tfois Loshen Rishon. So now, what do we see here? My lav, the Gemara explains now the circumstances of the source. Originally, he prohibited himself from all onions. When he retracted, upon hearing the benefits of the kufri, the omar, he retracted by saying, "Inu ha'isi yodea shel kufri yofel alev, had I known that the kufri was good for the heart, Hoyisi Omer, kol habetzolim asurim v'kufri mutar." Notice, he's maintaining the original language, and that's why we dashed underline this kol habetzolim asurim, with the additional exception made for the kufri. Now, according to Rava, that said Beis Shammai holds like Rebbe Meir, that Tfos Loshen Rishon. The Loshen Rishon means the original. If you have a phrase that has two parts to it, you focus on the beginning of the phrase. So in his retraction, he's maintaining what he originally said, Kol Habtzola Masurim. Then he adds Kufri Mutter. Why would Rebbe Meir say he's Mutter in all the Betzolim when the emphasis to be placed on the Loshen Rishon, the beginning of the phrase, namely that Kol Habtzola Masurim, all onions, all other onions should remain usur, prohibited. Why in the source does Rebbe Meir, who is parallel to Beis Shammai, Tfos Loshen Rishon, why does Rebbe Meir say all the Betzolim are mutter? The Gemara says, Loi, that's not the case. Rather, Be'oimer, in his retraction, after having prohibited himself from all onions, in his retraction, Rava tells you, he says as follows, Ilu ho'is yodea shakufi yofalalev, had I known that the kufri was beneficial, I would have said the vow thusly, and here's the revised version. Itemizing different kinds of onions, the onions of region A are usur, the onions of region B are usur, are to be remain prohibited. But the kufri, that's mutter because of its benefits. Rebbe Meir, Aliba, de Rebbe Akiva, the Aliba de Rabbanan. And this is, of course, Rava Lishitaso. Rava, according to his approach, that, where you have an Apich Lishne, where the original Lashon was across the boards, Kulam, all are Aser. And then in the retraction, you have itemization. There, everyone will agree, even Beis Shammai will agree, neder shehutu mitzasa hutu kulo, that being that part is absolved, the whole neder is absolved. So that Rebbe Meir in this story was ruling according to all opinions. Eisvei Ravina l'Rava. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Yesh Neder Shemitzoso Mutter Umitzoso Oser. Ketzad. There's a Neder that part remains Oser and part is released, is made Mutter. What's the case? Nodar Min HaKalkola. Person had vowed not to benefit from a basket containing fruits. The Gemara continues at the top of Daf Chof Zayin. The Hoyu Bo Benoy Shuach, and in the basket there was a type of fruit called Beno Shuach, it's a type of fig. The Omar and the vower said, Ilu Hoyisi Odea Shebeno Shuach Besoch, Holo Isi No There. Had I known that in the basket there were Beno Shuach, I wouldn't have made the vow. Hakalkolo Asura Beno Shuach Mutoros. The rest of the basket, the rest of the fruits are also, but the benos shuach are allowed. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva v'lime neder shuter mitzoso huter kul, until Rabbi Kiva came and said that when part of the vow is absolved, the entire vow is absolved. My love, the Omar, is it not so that this, the following is the case, where his revised statement was, Ilu ho'isi yodea shebno shuach besocha, ho'isi oimer, te'enim shchoros ulevonos asuros, beno shuach mutoros. Notice the change, the apich lishne. Originally, he prohibited himself from all of the fruits, and then, in his revised version, he itemizes the black figs, the white figs, they remain usur. The beno shuach, I would not have vowed against. Rabbi Kiva he upligi rabbanon. So what do you have here? You have a case of apich lishne, a complete transformation of vowel language, and yet it's only Rabbi Akiva that is allowing all of the fruits, but the Rabbanan would disagree. Well, that's not like Rava's approach. According to Rava, when you have apich lishne, when you have this a complete revised language of vowel, everyone agrees that the original vowel is completely absolved. So Gemara answers, lo, that's not the case. The vowel is as follows. Be'omer ilu ha'is yodea shebeno shuach basocha, had I known, after he prohibited himself from all of the fruits, he, in his revised version, he said, had I known that beno shuach were in the basket, ha'is yodea kol akal kol asura, ubeno shuach mutaros. You see, he's maintaining the original language in his revised version. And in such a case, true. Only Rabbi Akiva, who represents Beis Hillel, only he would say that neder shehutar mitzasu tukulu, and the Rabbanan would disagree. That is in accordance with, of course, Rava. So you can see that Rava has effectively answered all of the questions raised on his approach from these Tanaic sources. Man tano lahod tano rabbanan. Here we have a Tanaic source, and we want to know who would the author of this source be. Nodar mechamisha bnei adam kechad. There were five people that he imposed upon them a vow. All together, all five. That's like saying kulchem asurim. Then hutur liechad mehem hutru kulam. We're going to call this the Resha. In the revised edition, the revised vow, we see where he was, we say, apich lishne. He started to itemize or individualize the people. Instead of saying all five of you are aser, he says, Mr. 1, Mr. 2, Mr. 3, you people are aser, Mr. 4 and 5 are mutter. And the ruling here is, when one is released, they're all released. There's no vow whatsoever. The Seifa of this source says, Chutz me'echod mehen. Here, in his retraction or his revised vow, he maintains the original language. And he says again, Kulchem asurim, except for any individual, and he mentions an individual. What's the result? Hu mutter vehein asurin. The only person that he identified will be mutter. The rest are forbidden. So in the Resha, you have a case of apich lishne. In the Seifa, you have a case he's maimid. He maintains the original version, adding the exception. So, Ila Rabba, according to Rabba, Resha Rabbi Akiva, the Resha, where you saw Apich Lishne, and you saw them all becoming mutter, all being released from the vow, that would be Rabbi Akiva. In other words, the Rabbanan would disagree. The Seifa, Divrei HaKol. In the Seifa, where he was maimid his Lashon, even Rabbi Akiva will concede that we don't say neder shehutu mitzasu hutu kulo. E l'rova, seifa rabbanan. In the seifa where we saw maimid lishne, and the entire neder was not released, was not absolved, rova, he will say that is in accordance with the rabbanan. But Rabbi Akiva would disagree. Remember, Rava had a more expansive idea of neder shehutu mitzasu tukulo. In the Seifa, therefore, where he was maimed lishonoi, only the Rabbanan would say that hu mutter vehein asurin. For Resha, where there was apich lishne, according to Rava, divrei hakol, everyone will agree, even the Rabbanan will agree, that neder shehutu mitzasu hutur kulo. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.